This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Summer workouts starting to ramp up as we get ready for the 2025 high school football season, talking with first-year Mercer County head coach Fred Lucas. The Golden Eagles hosted Fulton for a 7-on-7 day on Tuesday night at Mercer County High School in Aledo. So I guess we'll start, Coach Lucas, just with kind of a check-in for summer for you as the head coach at Mercer County. How have things been going?
I think they've been going pretty well, actually. Our attendance has been really well. Guys have been showing up. We've been putting in the good work and getting better each week. So, and the attitude seemed to be good. We're learning at a little bit slower rate, but we're putting in some new stuff, and the guys are really adapting to it.
Well, you've been around the program, obviously, for many years now, taking over as the head coach. A little bit different, you know, stylistically it'll look like on the field for sure, but just the continuity of you being around the program as you transition to being the head coach, do you feel like that helps you out a little bit as you start to try to implement your stuff?
Yeah, I definitely do. And like I said, most of our staff is the same. We've added Coach Hofer back, which is a familiar face for our seniors. So, I definitely feel that's really helped get things going. There wasn't a whole lot of wholesale changes to make in terms of structure and how we do practices and things like that.
So you mentioned, you know, things looking a little bit different, especially on the offensive end of things. You saw kind of in the 7-on-7 reps offensively playing out of that kind of traditional wing T type style under center, which is a little bit different than what it looked like last year, of course, on the offensive side of things. So that transition for the kids, they kind of are learning a new system. I mean, how has that process been so far as you're getting ready to turn the calendar page to August in about a week?
I think they've accepted it pretty well. They're excited about it. We're trying to get some people involved in some different places and get some touches to some guys that we think can help us out. It's not an ideal system for 7-on-7, but I jokingly have said I need to find some 7-on-7s where we can just play defense. But again, we have had some success doing the things that we do. You know, even when we can come out here and run play action passes with actually no threat of a run and still complete some balls downfield and get some guys open, we're doing some good things.
Yeah, on the offensive side of things, I mean, how do you think the personnel you have translates to fitting into that system? I know last year, obviously, it hurt when Tanner Whitehall went down, but Mason Gray, I think, really came on the scene strong as a running back. You get Tannen back this year. John Baldwin, of course, a really solid dual threat with the speed he has. You see the success he has in track and field. So just the personnel, and then up front too, I think a pretty strong group you have returning. So just the expectations, I guess, as those kids kind of slide into that system.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's a system that I'm familiar with. So and with Mason stepping into that and proving that he can play in every down back, and knowing that we had Tannen on the back burner from being injured most of last season, you know, gave us a couple guys that we knew that we could count on. And definitely, like I said, definitely John's speed will also help in some of our bootlegs and some of our quarterback runs.
So what have you been hoping to get out of this summer? I know a lot of coaches, a lot of the times, it's kind of different, you know, from program to program, what you're hoping to get out of the summer workouts. So just, you know, for this iteration of Mercer County in 2025, what are you hoping to have accomplished before you, you know, put the pads on in August to start up official practice?
Yeah, our off-season workouts in terms of just like our speed and quickness stuff, working on maximum velocity, change of direction, we're still incorporating some traditional strength training, you know, but we're trying to get guys to be quicker and faster while still building strength along the way. In terms of our football stuff, you know, we kind of back up a little bit and try to teach some skills. You know, we've done a lot of stuff where we've done a ton of form tackling with the mats. We've got some other tackling pads that we've been using. So trying to just back up a little bit and do some of the things right. And not that we weren't doing them before, but just re-emphasize the little things that are going to make difference down the road.
Well, one thing we talked about with you when you took over the program officially, when you were hired, you know, back in the springtime, was you wanted to try to, you know, build some numbers, participation numbers back up in the program as you look ahead to kind of the fall. What numbers are you expecting to be out for football at Mercer County this year?
Optimistically, we could have as many as 55 kids on the first day of practice. And, you know, some of that is attributed to a pretty large freshman class that we've got. You know, we could have probably 17 or 18 of those kids, which helps our numbers. We're a little lean in our junior class. We're only at about 6 of those guys. So and we're going to have 55 kids with only 6 juniors. So and I know talking with Coach Finch, you know, he's got over 40 kids signed up for 7th and 8th grade football. So our numbers are looking to trend up here.
All right, and just last thing, we'll get more in depth on this topic in a month or so when we start to preview the season, but just a outlook on the schedule for you this year. Same schedule you played as last year, just kind of flipped home and away, starting off with Monmouth-Roseville in week one at George Pratt Memorial Field. So just the expectations of another, you know, challenging schedule you'll play in 2025.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said in our earlier interview, there's no gimmies in this schedule. So we got to be prepared week in and week out. And, you know, we can just take one, it's kind of cliche, we're just going to take one game at a time. And, you know, we're going to do the things to prepare for Monmouth-Roseville and then Sherrard and Orion and as the schedule goes. But again, our guys have come out this summer. Our attendance has been great. The attitude's been really good, and we're hoping to parlay that into the regular season.
Mercer County head football coach Fred Lucas joining us on WRMJ. Golden Eagles getting going in the summer, hosting Fulton in a 7-on-7 matchup on Tuesday. Coach, appreciate the time. Looking forward to 2025.
Yeah, you bet. Definitely.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.